Tranquility Base, this is Houston, over.
Houston, Tranquility Base, go ahead.
Roger, when you all have a free moment, I have your T8 through T12 block data, over.
Roger, stand by one. Houston, Tranquility Base, ready to copy.
Roger, Tranquility. T8, 114-3057. T9er, 116-29er-10. T10, 118-2723. T11. 120-2536. T12. 122-2349er. Read back, over.
Roger, T8. 114-3057. T9. 116-29er-10. T10, 118-2723. T11, 120-2536. T12, 122-2349er, over.
Read back correct, Houston out. Columbia, Columbia, this is Houston, over.
Columbia, the high gain.
Roger, reading you loud and clear on the high gain, Columbia. Say again, Columbia.
I say again, I am maneuvering to the P-52 attitude, and do you want a crew status report?
Roger, and go ahead with your crew status report.
Roger, no medication, radiation 100.16.
Houston, we copy.
Tranquility Base.
Go ahead, Tranquility.
Roger. The weight of the RCU was 12 ounces. That was by itself without the bag. And the weight of the water from the CDR's cliffs was 12 and a half ounces. That's reading zero with the bag on.
This is Houston, we copy. And for your information, the new LEM weight after jettison of equipment, including lithium hydroxide canister, is 10837. Over.
Okay, 10837.
Columbia, this is Houston, affirmative.
Okay.
Tranquility Base, this is Houston. In the flight plan configuration, we show that the stability control circuit breaker, ATCA, on panel 16 should be open at this time, over.
Houston, Tranquility, say again, which one should be closed?
Roger, panel 16, row 2, stat control, ATCA, that is ATCA, and it should be open at this time, over.
Roger, coming open.
Roger out.
Houston, Tranquility, do you have a way of showing the configuration of the engine arm circuit breaker, over? The reason I'm asking is because the end of it appears to be broken off. I think we can push it back in again. I'm not sure we could pull it out if we pushed it in now, over.
Roger, we copy. Stand by, please. Tranquility Base, this is Houston. Our telemetry shows the engine arm circuit breaker in the open position at the present time. We want you to leave it open until it is nominally scheduled to be pushed in, which is later on, over.
Roger, copy.
Tranquility Base, CDR's PRD reads 11014.
Roger, 11014 for the CDR.
Roger, LMB reads 09 or 018, over.
Roger, 09 or 018.
This is Apollo Control. Dr. Barry reports those dosimeter readings have not changed since yesterday afternoon, indicating that the crew was not subject to radiation on the surface of the moon, or if any, a very negligible amount.
Columbia, this is Houston. Go ahead.
Roger, Bruce. When you get a few minutes, could you give me some words on tomorrow's activities, when they're going to start?
Roger. Columbia, Columbia, this is Houston, over. Columbia, this is Houston, over.
Go ahead.
Roger, Mike. A couple of quick flight plan updates here. First off, we'd like to get an O2 fuel cell purge at time 1:13:30. Are you copying? Over.
Roger, I'm copying.
Secondly, we will return to the nominal timeline with your scheduled wake-up of 1:21 hours and 12 minutes. We sort of slipped by lithium hydroxide canister change number 9 during the EVA and EVA prep. We'd like you to accomplish that now. The comm for sleep will be the normal lunar comm configuration. The RCS configuration, we're requesting you use quads Alpha and Bravo. A DAP data load for R2 should be 01111. Read back, over. Columbia, this is Houston. On your DAP load in R2, we're requesting a 0 and 4 ones. That is 01111. Over.
Okay.
And you.
Load's going in right now.
Roger, and you'll be enabling quads Alpha and Bravo on the auto RCS select switches, disable Charlie and Delta. Minutes to LOS. If you're still up, AOS next time around will be 1:14:04. Over.
Roger.
And Columbia, if it's agreeable with you, we'd like you to stay awake until we have one successful reacquisition on the high gain antenna, and I guess you can plan on turning in shortly after AOS in this next pass. Over. Roger out. Tranquility Base, Tranquility Base, this is Houston radio check, over.
Go ahead, Houston.
Roger, reading you loud and clear, we just wanted to make sure we still had comm.
Roger, we've just finishing up our eight periods, be ready to go back into prep for deep rest.
Roger.
This is Apollo Control, 113 hours, 18 minutes. We have had loss of signal from Columbia. We've asked Mike Collins to stay awake through acquisition on the next rev, which will be number 20, so that we can check the automatic acquisition mode of the high-gain antenna. Once we've verified that, he will start his rest period. Planned wake up for command module pilot, 121 hours. this Apollo Control. We're estimating the change of shift news briefing for 2 a.m. Central Daylight Time. 2 a.m. Central Daylight Time for the change of shift briefing. This is Apollo Control at 113 hours, 29 minutes. The change of shift news briefing is about to start. We will tape any air ground transmissions during this period for playback after the briefing. If the equipment jettisoning occurs during the briefing, we will come back up and provide that for you live.